is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Lahaina Town. Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, teaches me to say Lahaina Town. I'm looking at photographs in the New York Times. What is striking about the wildfire that has damaged the lives of the people living there is that it leaves remains from overhead resembling what is associated with the tornado. One side of the street, their houses and cars parked as they always are, very close to the beach. On the other side, nothing is left, just cinders, all the way down the street. There are some houses you can't figure how they were saved because they're in the middle of other houses that are gone. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Firestorm or wildfire, you've been to Lahaina Town. Is this a place that was always going to be vulnerable to this kind of phenomena? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, fires are not, you know, something that is, you know, unique to Southern California. They do get them in Hawaii, even though there are these tropical islands and they get a lot of rain there, usually. It's not something you think about that much. What you tend to think about more is earthquakes because there's a lot of volcanic activity nearby. And you think about tidal waves. That's been a problem in Hawaii before. You don't really think about large wildfires like this unless they're around the volcanic areas and usually on the other islands. There are no active volcanoes on Maui. I haven't been since the late 1700s. But this fire seemed to come out of nowhere, and they're still trying to figure out how it started. Ripped through the town of Lahaina town there, and some of the surrounding areas. And the firestorm that happened, it happened so quickly. It burned so hot, it went so fast that, you know, many people did not escape with their lives, and the damage is still being calculated. This is going to be something that really does a big, takes a big hit on Maui, as well as the entire island community of Hawaii.
Let me describe what I'm seeing in the photographs, because you've been there. This looks like a beautiful place for retirees and for people visiting from California. Are these vacation homes that I'm watching, Jeff?
What you're seeing are a combination of full-time residents, native Hawaiians, and a lot of vacation homes, condos, some resort facilities, and then in Lahaina Town you have retail establishments, restaurants, hotels. It's just like I said, the damage has not been calculated yet. It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be multi-billions dollars. But even more than that, it's going to set the island back for years economically, because the number one industry is tourism, and there's no way they can handle any tourists there anytime in the foreseeable future. And it's going to be a big problem for them. Plus, there's the terrible toll on the people who live there, the families who have lost people. It's just a tremendous, tremendous tragedy.
Yeah, we don't have a good number right now. There are said to be, according to the Washington Post, 1,000 people missing. That can be explained by the fact that people don't have their cell phones, there's power outage and other dislocations. So calling in is not the first thing you think about when you've lost everything. I know one of the pictures shows the piles of debris around the Lahaina Shores Beach Resort on Front Street, which looks untouched. This was a willy-nilly firestorm. Now, one person described it as a blowtorch. Another person said it was moving so fast, it was faster than we could drive. Another man said, I saw it up in the hills and I told everybody we have time. The next time he looked, it was off the hills. What I'm guessing, Jeff, is that the interior of the island is elevated, is sloping hills up to a high point, and Lahaina is down along the shoreline. Is that accurate? So the fire came out of the hills? Is that where it came from?
That's correct. It was driven down by the winds, and so it was able to burn through a pretty fuel-rich area out there, a very natural area. And then with the debris that was pushing forward, the embers and other items, and the winds and the heat, it creates its own storm. It creates its own weather system, as we've discussed before. And this windstorm, this firestorm, just moves at a very rapid rate. So you had the same types of things happen to people there who were caught unawares or unable to move quickly that you see in war zones. It's very much like a war zone, is that you can't get out ahead of that fire that's coming. It's just too much. It's too fast. And so what they're doing right now is they, go through the recovery or the search and rescue part. It's really searching. They're finding these cars that are in the roadways where people were trapped. And it's just, it's so sad they weren't able to get away.
And what we have now, let's back up a little bit. You've been to Hawaii many times. You Californians are very comfortable with going to Hawaii. I was only there once to Oahu, the big island, where Pearl Harbor is. Well, Oahu is not the big island. Oahu is Oahu. There is a big island where there's a volcano. And then Maui is a resort community. Explain to me how they think about the islands.
There's Hawaii, which is the big island, which is a mix of, the volcano and the leeward side, windward side. And it's very lush. It's beautiful. Black sand beaches, green sand beaches. Very diverse in terms of environment. Maui is the second largest island. It's called the Valley Island because it has kind of an isthmus up toward the north part. And so you have the hills, but it's often been thought of as a place for people to go for golfing vacations, sailing, snorkeling. It's a beautiful area. It has had for a long time a large celebrity community there they're part of the year. Some of them have had businesses there. And then you have other islands like Kauai, which is northernmost, the Garden Island, and Oahu, which is the one most people are familiar with because of Pearl Harbor and such. So those are kind of the big, most popular islands. There's several others. Some you're restricted from going to, and some aren't as popular. But those are the big ones, and Maui's certainly up there. There was a period of time, probably in the 70s and 80s, when people thought of Hawaii. They just thought about Maui. That became the place for all the tourists to go to.
And what is the coverage like in Southern California? This is like an extension of your state. As I read, people are taking it very personally. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have a large Hawaiian Polynesian community throughout Southern California, even in Northern California. And we have a lot of Californian expats who live there as well, or at least maintain a residence there. And so it's really hit Southern California hard. It's top of the news coverage, of course, with a lot of people both here and in the islands giving their versions of what they've seen or their families have experienced. I've known that's happened with people I know very well who have homes, families, and businesses there. I'm hearing from them. There's a big concerted effort here in Southern California to raise funds for assistance, but we're just at the start of things here. They really, the fire is still burning, although they've got it knocked down in many places. There are three fires on the island right now, and they're probably in the neighborhood of 80 to 90% containment. But Maui's fire department, their resources were, to say it was overmatched by the fire is an understatement, because that fire was so massive and so quick and so hot, there'd be no way for them, let alone any other fire department, to have stopped it.
Jeff, there was talk about a hurricane. Is that gone, the strong winds of the hurricane? Have they abated?
My understanding is the winds from that hurricane have abated. But you have to understand that, out in the islands there, they do get windy times. It's not unusual to go there and have wind. And so it's not just a smooth lake-like place around the islands. They're subject to all of the waves and winds and currents and weather that the rest of the Pacific is. But they're just out in the middle of it, compared to the coast of California.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Lahaina will come back, but right now, the word firestorm is the best I can describe what I'm looking at in these New York Times pictures. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bliss.